The Prime Minister's claiming he can defy the opinion polls and win Saturday's election. Scott Morrison says he's not even thinking about the scenario where he might have to stand down because of an election loss. Labor, meanwhile, is counting on voters wanting a change in government, although in some seats like Griffith in Brisbane, it's also having to fend off the Greens, which have their sights set on getting at least one more seat in the lower house. Annie Guest reports.
Come on, Rose. Good girl, Rosie. Come on. Good girl, Rosie.
At a dog park in Camp Hill in Brisbane's inner south, two border collies are enjoying a run.
Good boy. Good boy, Vinny.
It's also a chance for their owners to chat.
Oh, look at you. Oh, you're beautiful.
Basil is his name.
Basil, he's beautiful.
About 20 weeks.
The 51-year-old works from home as a scientific illustrator and says the environment is her biggest concern.
I'm Greens and Labor, so hoping Greens will have a much stronger look in this time. Yeah, just so they can, you know, Australia can be a little bit more globally contemporary, up to date. You know, they just seem so backward.
And what sort of particular policies, would you like to see on climate?
Yes, just no more fossil fuels. Completely get rid of that, you know, as soon as possible, and swap over to renewable energy, you know, which is just such a smart way to go. It will cost at the beginning, but just, you know, positive on every front.
Do you think the Greens have a chance here in Griffith?
Yes, huge chance.
The Greens won about 23% of the vote in Griffith at the last election, but Labor retained the seat with a 2.9% margin.
Who's this?
This is little Archie. We've just been at the nursing home visiting my husband.
And then a quick trip to the dog park?
A quick trip to the dog park because he hasn't been out for about 4 days now.
This woman describes herself as a swinging voter, but says she's already made up her mind and cast her ballot.
We've had a rough 2 years with COVID, and I think to change leaders midstream right now, I think it's a bit hard. You know, with everything that's going on with China, with, you know, Ukraine and everywhere, I think the devil you know is better than the one you don't know at the moment.
So you voted to stick with the government this time?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
In the neighbouring suburb of Cooperoo, this 76-year-old retired nurse has just voted too, and he says he's changed his vote from last time.
Who did you vote for?
Labor, to start with.
Why is that?
I like Terry Butler rather than I like the Labor Party.
Down the road, a 19-year-old political science student is waiting for a bus to university. The dual Japanese-Australian citizen is looking forward to voting in her first election after moving here 5 months ago.
I want to see the change in, like, climate change. So net zero, that sort of thing, I really want that to happen. Considering, like, you know, our generation is the one that's probably going to suffer the most.
However, despite the Greens' ambitions, this seat may not change. Griffith was one of the few Queensland electorates to record a swing to Labor in 2019.
Annie Guest reporting there.